growing old is inevitable. Growing up is optional. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with meditation. Growing old is inevitable. Growing up is optional. Now, what in the world does that have to do with meditation? Meditation means to think about, in the quietness of my own heart and soul. Meditation means to think about in the quietness of my own heart and soul. What am I thinking about in the quietness of my own heart and soul? Well, growing old is inevitable. That's the way they say. Growing up is optional. Well, I say growing old is optional too. Let's start out with growing old is inevitable. Okay? The race consciousness, that's the thought of the majority of the people in the universe, is that we are going to grow old. And science is doing their darndest to create new pills, new drugs, new programs, new systems to keep us young, so that we do not grow old, so that the cells of the body do not have to grow old, so that the muscles and the tone of the body can stay young. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. Wow! Yes! I am vital, dynamic, alive. When we say these things, we inculcate those things into our very being, and then growing old doesn't have to be an inevitable thing. It does not have to be inevitable. For a cell to be free from the environment of the human body, the human mind, and the world, just to grow by itself, it lives forever. It's the thoughts of the human being put into its body, saying that it grows old, saying that it's tired, saying that it's worn out, instead of saying, I can do anything, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. If we were to say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, we would empower our body to be vital, dynamic, and alive all our life. Now, very few people have done that. More and more people are growing older and older, and pretty soon we'll all be Methuselahs. But the thing is, at the moment, we don't appear to be that way. And so that's the cause we put in. Now, the second part of our statement here, growing up is optional. What do they mean by growing up? Now, if we could remain as a child, with the child's naivete, the child's innocence, the child's genuineness, if we could have that forever, who'd want to grow up? Well, you got to face facts. Life's like this. No, life is like whatever it is we say it is. So, growing up is another person's point of view. And their point of view is you've got to learn how to handle the hard knocks of life. You got to learn how to work with other people. You got to learn how to manipulate and maneuver and connive and work with people, getting them to do things you want them to do. Well, if that's growing up, then I really would rather not grow up. Because growing up truly is knowing that you are the master yourself. Inside of you, every thought you have, every thought I have, is what my world outwardly reflects. If my thoughts are thoughts of love and peace and harmony and joy and balance and abundance, then my world is that. Now, is that what I want? Is that what I want? Or do I think I'm not worthy of that? Then that's what my world is. Whatever my thought is, that's what my world is. Now, if we could teach our children, and teach is not the word, really, if we could guide our children to reveal that within them is immortality, within them is all that ever could be, within them is the thought center of the universe, within them is the creative power of the universe, within them is the cause and the effect of the universe. If we could teach them that, if we could teach ourselves that, wow, wow, wow. But if we could teach the young people, the children of this world, if we could teach them that unconditionally loving all, you never have to hate. Unconditionally joying in others, you never have to be in out of harmony with others. Unconditionally blessing the world, you will never be cursed. Because your unconditional blessing surrounds you and the world. It makes your charisma into the most beautiful, dramatic, dynamic experience that the world has ever known. Are you ready for that? Wow! If you're ready for that, marvelous things will happen to you. But if you're not ready for that, then nothing is going to really be lasting, meaningful, or forever in your life. But I believe you are ready for that. I believe that you are the essence of all that is good and beautiful and good. I believe that about you. I know that about you. And that is who you are. That is who I am. So that's all I'm able to see. Think about that. Growing old is inevitable. Pshaw. Growing up is optional. That's true. Now, I'm going to grow young, if we can say that, or I'm going to remain vital, dynamic, alive. That's good. Okay? And growing up is optional. I live unconditional love 100% of the time. Poof! Oh, what a great show that would be. What a great event that would be in life. Ooh-wee! That's for me. That's where I come, and that's where I go. And that's what makes my life the most wonderful thing in the world. Yes. Try it on for size. Meditate on these things. Think on these things and watch your meditation be the most effective, productive, efficient, and marvelous experience you have ever had in your life. Know that I think that I am the most wonderful guy in the world. And I love me, I love me, I love me. And I think you're the most wonderful guy in the world. And I love you. I love you. I love you.